Good evening to all of our viewers at home. Good evening to all our friends in the studio. Good evening, Rav Lightman. On our show, Kabbalah for Beginners, this time we have a very, very special show on a very important, central topic. I'd say the most fundamental principle in the wisdom of Kabbalah that we will try to clarify. We've called our show Walking the Path of Truth, and the principle of walking the path of truth, the Bala Sulam, who wrote the commentary for the Book of Zohar, says to his students in a letter, I shall write to you about the middle line in the work of the Creator, for it to always to be a target for you, right and left, because there is he who walks the path who is even worse than the one who does nothing, because he deviates from the path, since the path of truth is a very thin line that you walk on till you reach the king's palace. And anyone who starts walking that line needs excellent guard not to deviate to the right of the path or to the left even a bit. Because if in the beginning the deviation is very small, even if afterwards one truly walks straight, under no circumstance will he reach the king's palace, since he no longer walks the true path. So the picture he depicts for us here is, I am in the beginning of my path, and somewhere here, I don't exactly know where, there's the goal. And the problem is that to reach the goal, there's a good, nice, and only one line. Correct line. Only one. And if at some point, either in the beginning of my path or at any other point, that even I was walking on the path and here I have deviated in some angle, even if I will go directly now, I will go incorrectly. Meaning, on each and every point along the path, until I reach the goal, I have to make sure not to deviate neither here nor there nor in any other direction, but only and precisely along the way. And it's possible that here there is another problem, that the more I advance, then the deviation is maybe felt less. But when I'm here, at the beginning of the path, the smallest deviation truly brings me outside of the goal. So it turns out that I was wrong in a certain point. Nothing will help me from that point and on. I can follow this deviation now, and from this point and on that I've deviated from the path, I'm as if advancing correctly and examining myself, but I can't examine that I've deviated from the path and everything's lost, and it's a shame that I'm advancing and walking at all. Better were I to stay somewhere here, and I criticize, then I return, and then I continue, maybe with the right line. Meaning we have a very big problem as to how to advance at the spiritual goal. We don't see it. It's not in our sights. I can't aim directly at it and see according to what will I see that it is set before me in order for me to see whether I'm deviating from the path or not. Meaning I have to constantly be in criticism whether I am correctly advancing towards the goal, and I can't see the goal itself. So, according to which signs can I advance towards it and be sure that even though it's somewhere out there, some place, I'm advancing towards it for sure? You know, like, we release, say, a rocket into space. Until it reaches its goal, it makes this kind of circle, and in the meantime, Earth turns, the Moon turns, and there is a kind of a meeting point. Very, very non-simple equations. At least we know these laws in advance, and how it all turns, and how these bodies in space move. But how do we examine here, in the beginning of the path, where we understand nothing, we don't see the Creator, there's no course, how can we not be wrong? And he says, moreover, if you made a small mistake, that small mistake accumulates, even if later you will go straight. It's really frightening. I invest my whole life. I started here. I have to come to this point here. It's clear to me that this is the path I have to take, but even the smallest mistake, I can't say. It's a loss. A loss. And in the beginning of the path, I don't see and don't know, and who could tell me whether I'm wrong or not? And the goal is very precise. The goal is really, it's according to the full equivalence of form that we reach. Thus, we have to try and bring together the information and the components at our disposal so that later in the future, in a few months or years, when I achieve it, I will achieve it and will not be mistaken. Thus, the Kabbalists, they tell us the equation of how do I reach the goal. I reach the goal called Israel and Torah, and the Creator equal one. This is the equation. These three components. Israel is one, Torah is the second, the Creator is the third, and they have to constantly be equal, not one more than the other, and the three of them together, and constantly included in a single point. Israel, that's called me, who tries to reach the goal. Yeshar Kel, Israel is anyone in the world, considered anyone in the world, trying to achieve Yeshar Kel directly to the Creator. Elohim, the Creator, that's the degree of Bina, meaning that I want to be directed at the Bina. It's also non-simple for me to understand. I don't know what straight is and what Bina is. Bina is the power of bestowal, chofetz chesed, delighted in mercy. But nonetheless, how to interpret this? Now, what is the Torah? We're told that the Torah is the reforming light. I constantly aspire for some correcting force for it to work on me and correct me to a state where Israel Oayta and Kudsha Brich will be as one. And the Creator is the root that we aspire for. It is the goal, which is the complete, full and whole attribute of bestowal, that if I shall be corrected completely in all of my desires, then my correction shall be called Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, Now, before I take any step in thought and desire and intention and anything, I have to first of all safeguard myself this instant and the next instant and the next, to constantly be inside myself, targeted so that these three components within me will be organized equally as one, giving me the feeling of unity, of connection between them, where I, aimed at the Creator by the Torah, such that the combination between them brings me to a state called one, where there's no difference between the Torah, the Creator, and I, but it is all one thing. As much as I can depict that for myself, each and every moment of my existence, I have to think only, first of all, only about the existence of this equation. Yes. If we hear these terms, Israel, Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I can imagine, suppose, things that I know. That's what you're asked to do. Okay, suppose somehow Israel, that's me, that's called the point in the heart, the point in my heart, I aspire to reach the goal. That's called Israel. The Creator, it's the goal. The Creator, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is the attribute of bestowal and love which we aspire to reach, for it to become my quality, for my quality to become like it, because we're talking along the way and about achieving the goal, which is my change towards something, that when I achieve that something, it means that I came. How? I've changed from what I am now to what is at the end of the path called Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he and I become as one, equal, similar. So if I talk about him, Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is bestowal and love, then for that, as much as I can depict that quality for myself, I have to agree and want that as much as I can want. Maybe I do agree, maybe I don't, maybe a bit, but that's our work. And the Torah, that's the reforming light, the light that reforms through the study, through the work in the group, through the different things, where I aspire to bring myself the power of correction. See? This is called the Torah, the power of correction. Where through my different actions, as a result of being included in the group, by being included in the group, and especially studying together with them, I draw upon myself above that goal. I draw upon myself from above the surrounding light, the so-called the reforming light, or the Torah. Torah, it means the light in it reforms. Yes. Could there be such a situation of Israel, suppose, that, for instance, I'm not in Israel, it's a kind of a special feeling or what? If you're not a discernment of Israel, then you're in a discernment called beast, meaning that you are in the desires of this world called the living degree, because the degree of man, the speaking degree, that's beyond our world. We learn that we have the still, the desire on the still degree, vegetative, living, and afterwards the speaking degree, which is the degree of man. Man, it means similar to the Creator. Thus it's called man, similar to the Creator. This is already, it exists above this world. Here are the desires of this world. These are the desires still vegetative and animate. We merely want to live a good life, meaning make sure that my body lives a good life for it to be satisfied and fulfilled as much as possible. I have sex, family, food, money, honor, fame, but it nonetheless has to do with the living degree. The speaking degree, we mean by it only the person having a point in his heart, and then according to that point in the heart, he starts to aspire to achieve the Creator. So what is the examination that I'm now in Israel? That you have a point in your heart, that you want to reach the meaning in life. What's the meaning in life? What am I living for? Is there a need to live altogether? To that extent, if I don't have an obvious, exalted goal that is beyond this life, above my 70 years in which I exist here, if I have something above that, then it's worthwhile living. If not, then it's worthless. And if I think that only sometimes, it's also something. You're nonetheless given such a thought. Now my question is, am I only called Israel then and the rest of the time I'm not Israel? Every time that you in any kind of way want to reach the goal, approach it, you're called Israel. And the rest of the times, you're called the living degree. Like it says, all are deemed as beasts. So, we're told, if we have this point, and suppose now that I'm present, I feel it, and I want to advance towards the goal, what should I do? So, we're told that then, when I aspire for the goal, I'm called Israel, which means Yeshar, directly towards Kel, the Creator, meaning somehow connected to the goal, and I want to achieve the goal. The means through which I advance towards the goal, that point by which I bring that point called Israel towards the Creator, which I don't know what that is, but nonetheless there is something here which is called Chafetz Chesed, delighted in mercy, bestowal, love. When I want to reach that, then the means by which I do it is the Torah. What is the Torah? What is the Torah? The light. That reforms. So this is the means. This is the means. That from the point called Israel, I reach a goal called the Creator. Yes, Yitzchak. I don't get that. Israel, I understand, but what is the Torah and the light in it? Also, I don't know the Creator. I don't really understand. From here, from what's written, I understand that in the beginning of the path, I have to be very careful. Now I was at the convention. Now I'm listening to this lesson. I'm at the beginning of my path. I want to know practically what to do. I don't understand. You're telling me Torah. There are people in Jerusalem sitting studying Torah. They also speak about the Creator. Is that also part of the path? Let's clarify it. I don't know. Let's find out. Baal Sulam, he gives us an equation, a formula. It's very short. I'd say very dense, very laconic. He says very simply, Israel, Oraita, and Kuchabrichu are one. It says so. According to that formula. If you bring together Israel, Oraita, and Kodesh Baruch Hu into one term, then for sure, in whatever you're now, the way you understand these three terms, if you try to see them as one, you are taking the right step towards the goal. You've reached the next step. Now you're in a different state. There too, you have to accumulate these three terms together and to take a step forwards, and such every time. This is not for beginners, that's for sure. Undoubtedly that it is for very advanced students. Thus, a person who was simply to our convention and now wants to advance, I'd clarify it for him much more than the way the Kabbalists put it in such exalted places as we've read here by Bala Sulam. Simply put, I tell about it this way, that if I have a point in the heart, let's divide it. If I have a point in the heart, I have to get into an environment or a group, doesn't matter how you call it, and through it to give the power, a greater power, in addition to that would add to my point in the heart, and by that great force that already turns into a kli within me, a deficiency. With that deficiency that I have, then, meaning, first of all, first action, I get into an environment, a society, I get additional desire from there. Two, this additional desire, it accumulates in me into a great deficiency. Three, then I take a book. I study. This is called study, the study of the Torah. Why is it called studying Torah? What does Torah mean? Torah. It's called the reforming light. Then I, through the study, and it has to be like the book of Zohar or Tess, something of these books. I study these books. My intention is to achieve the goal. My deficiency aims me through the book to reach the goal. The goal is the Creator, because the whole of the wisdom of Kabbalah is a means for the revelation of the Creator to man. So if my intention is to reach Him this way, then through the study, I get something that's called light, the reforming light, and that light elevates me. It constantly brings me closer and closer to the goal. So, if we'll continue this path, then number four will be studying the Torah with the intention in order to reach the Creator, number five, and then I get the reforming light, that's number six, and then I advance from time to time, from one moment to the next, from one state to the next, and then I reach the goal, which is number seven. This is something that I'm prepared to talk to you about, like with beginners, and this is clear. How should we incorporate, how should we bond with the group? We're being told in something called free choice. The Kabbalists, they explain to us that this is actually the only action of a person in this world that's free. All the rest of the actions besides this one is aimed by nature. Thus, we're called the living degree. All are deemed as beasts, meaning that all of our actions are necessary ones completely. This is the only free choice that I, this is the only free action which I perform with a point in my heart. We drew it here, we drew it here. Only if we perform an action in order to become like the Creator, in order to reach Him, only that action towards Him is our free action. All the rest is pre-made. Then You implement your free choice through the group, you accumulate a greater deficiency. You, in order to realize this deficiency, aim as much as you understand what the Creator that you want to reveal is. In order to reveal Him, you with the group open the Book of Zohar, start studying Him, draw the light. You want for some power to come and change you, to make you like the Creator. You want to reach that, so you have to change. So that light gradually changes you and brings you to the degree of the Creator. And to that extent, you also feel the Creator, to the extent to which you're similar to Him. You feel Him. He starts to reveal to you. And your qualities that the light corrects in you. So if I understand correctly, I have only one point of choice here, and afterwards I can't choose. All this together is your choice. All this is your choice. But it passes only this way, through the group to get the deficiency from them. With the deficiency to aim at the Creator, with the deficiency that you aim at the Creator to come to study from the real books written by the Kabbalists to get the reforming light and by it to change. It's clearer than previously we said Israel Oraita and Kutche Bricho, because they're, well, but it's the very same. We can return to the same equation and you'll see. Only the words, and so it seems differently. Bala Sulam writes about it in the article, in the Book of Shamati. Israel, Oraita, and Kutche Brichu are one. He says, Oraita and Kutche Brichu and Israel are one. Thus, when a person studies Torah, he has to study for her name, Lishma, which means that he studies with the intention for the Torah to teach the person, namely, as the name of the Torah, which means a guide. And since Oraita Israel and Kutche Brichu are one, thus the Torah teaches a person the ways of the Creator, how he is dressed in the Torah. Eventually, a person who studies correctly, he doesn't only get from the materials he studies the power that changes him, but also in the study itself, as he reads in the study, he starts seeing the spiritual world and the Creator that reveals to him, and it becomes for him as one. He's included. It's really like Alice in Wonderland, that you enter the book and you feel I and the book and the light that I get from it and the topic of the book were all included in one world. So this topic is practical only for the time of the lesson, or is it also in general on a daily basis too? But nonetheless, during the study, it's the most effective. The most effective thing is during the study when you sit together with a group and implement precisely that intention. Even the daytime influence this, plenty of things. For instance, when you get up in the morning, you have to study a bit. In the evening, before you go to sleep, you have to be in it a bit. During the day, in your free time, there are many conditions to this. When is it more useful? But undoubtedly, studying in a group from the true source with the right intention advances a person very quickly towards the goal. But you need guidance. Yeah, you need really close, intensive treatment. Yes, Hanoch. When you navigate, when you study how to navigate, if you lose your way, then you're told either search for a very evident point that you know and focus yourself accordingly, or return to the last place where you were sure, where you were. Where is this place here? You're teaching me. I was in the you don't see the goal, I was a cannoneer, says Rav. I was a cannoneer. What, to find where you are? Yes, but where's the goal? Where you are, that's also a problem, but where are you compared to the goal? And what does it mean, compared to the goal, where are you? Meaning the extent that you have to change and what direction, that's what you have to find. So here it's exactly, and you're right, I didn't talk about this. So your question is as follows. It's always to study, to start anew. If I'm in a certain state, this is me. What does a certain state mean? Qualities. Desires. Intentions. That's my state. The state that I have to reach, what is that? It's greater bestowal. Greater bestowal. How do I reach that state? How do I depict for myself what does greater bestowal mean? Yes? That's clear. Because if I am headed at greater bestowal, then for sure I will reach the Creator. Only I have to be sure that that's how it is. That here is the Creator. So how can I aim myself to bestow more? So here I have a group. Please. You don't need anything besides that. Thus, the created created one will to receive, then broke it into parts and many, many pieces. Each and every part will find for itself how to connect to the other parts. This is how you'll find the Creator. Thus it's called, from the love of the creatures to the love of the Creator. Love another as thyself is the great rule of the Torah. You don't have to search like I have to shoot I have to shoot 30 kilometers away some shell, 30 kilometers away, and I have the rain and wind and things that deviate me from the path. Here I have the group, a place where I can realize everything. If I take my small group that's divided into 5, 10, 30 friends, I don't know, and my only problem is to connect to them, then what's the problem? If I connect with them, if I close the whole calculation, the entire thing with them, and we're connected this way, that's it. Inside, I've discovered the Creator. How do I know that they're the right group to connect with? You have to be a part of it, to bond with them, to cancel yourself before them. See how simple that is. But how do I know that it's them and not any other group? No, you feel that they have the same goal as you do. If not, go look. But you have to define. Bala Sulam writes about it, if you remember, in the article. He says that a person has to examine what group does he enter. Maybe it's a group of felons. Maybe it's a group of slackers. Maybe who knows what. But after you've examined that this group and their teacher, their guide, also something very important, because the group, they simply carry out the orders of their teacher. They have to be cleaved on to him, otherwise this whole thing, they won't achieve anything, because the group itself also has no evident goal. So if the group and the teacher together seem to you aimed at the goal, and you're also sure and you decide that you need that goal, then after that decision, the Rabash writes, you simply, that's it, you have to bow your head and get in there. There are no conditions, only one condition. What do I have to do in order to cancel myself there, really disappear there amongst them? And then you reach the goal, because you cancel your ego. In addition to the point in your heart, you get their points, and you reach the corrections. No choice, in no other place. Thus, undoubtedly, that if we're talking about Israel, Oraita, and Kodesh Brichu, with respect to the way we realize it, and for a beginner, that's undoubtedly the most practical, easiest way to implement it. But in order to understand whether the group is headed at the goal or not, I first of all have to understand the goal. Now, what do you mean to understand the goal? What does it mean to go to head towards greater bestowal? What is bestowal? I don't really get you. I have a point in the heart. The point in the heart, it means that from above, I was given a desire for something. I'm in this world. I was given a desire, besides my great big other desires, a desire for myself. And besides that, I was given a certain new desire. Believe me, I have no idea what is it for and where is it headed. I only ask myself, who am I, what am I, what am I for, and so on. What goal? What are you talking about? I just walk into a group where there are many more like me, and there is some teacher there besides them. And that teacher, he says something. I have no idea what he says. I don't understand what is he or who is he. He says wise things, but there may maybe many other wise people in the world. What am I trying to say? You have no possibility of checking out anything besides an inner sense. That here, they're talking to the point, to that very point that I aspire for. And that's it. And I'll put it differently. I'll ask you differently. Where did you see a baby born in our world, and now he has to see himself as a grown-up, and how to become a grown-up? Say in 30, 40, 50 years, he'll be some scientist, or a painter, or a musician, or a doctor, or a builder, or a plumber. But at the age of half a year or a year old, he's already in our world. Here we're talking about an altogether different world that you have to reach. Where did you see us developing that way? We develop, and that's it. Here, you're merely given an opportunity to examine whether this somehow suits you. That's it. And that's it. He can say, I have to now spend my entire life for this. Maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm not. I told you more than once. I asked the Rabash about this when I came to him. I was about 30, 33. Before him, I studied about 3.5-4 years Kabbalah with different other teachers. And I asked him, how can I know that now I reached the right teacher? I asked him very directly, because I passed these and these and these and those. I don't want to even call their names. They're good people and loyal to this wisdom, and they taught me well, but I felt that it's not enough. I couldn't hold on with them. I saw that there is no clear, evident approach. And when I came to him, I saw that, yes, here really they're speaking in a way that I'm inspired by everything. They're giving such answers to the point, the sources, the articles, a clarification that it's up to me. Maybe I'm blocked, but really from edge to edge, so to speak. But it's all according to my own brains. I know about myself that I'm limited. Tomorrow I'll become wiser, and the next day even more. And then what? So I asked him, and this is the answer that I got. He says, about this, there is no evident answer, because now you don't have the tools to examine that you're in the right place. You have to examine this only according to your heart. I told him, my heart, according to my heart, I'll now go, you have no idea where I'll go. That's what I told him. What do you mean according to my heart? My heart, it pulls me to food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge, everything and anything. He says, no, according to the point in the heart. That's how it is. And you can't do anything about that. Thus it says, a person studies only where his heart wants. That's it. That's how you examine. But you have to be honest with your heart to implement exactly what you want, and not that you were told or you heard that it's worthwhile doing. Don't follow anyone. Here, that's the problem. You have to really clean your heart and to truly reach the right sentence of oneself, and to really see that here you're not missing anything and that you're not under any illusions or temporary urges or something, but that now you're really choosing for life. That's non-simple. But nevertheless, a person has to do it. And afterwards, like we said, afterwards, just to connect the points in the heart, in a group with the teacher, and to continue, keep on advancing. Yes. There are many questions coming from Israel and from all over the world. There's a question by Meir from Herzliya. He's asking, what is the purpose of the Creator for which the path is so complicated? The path is not complicated. It's not complicated at all. You should understand, it seems to us maybe complicated, but it's not complicated at all. I'm inside my ego. My ego. That's my desire, my egoistic desire. And this egoistic desire, we take it into no consideration. I read about it, not important. Not important at all. What is it? Who is it? What happens to it? Nothing's important. Here, I draw a line. That's it. Only what? I got a point in my heart. This point I have to develop. And whatever happens here, I pay no attention to it whatsoever. I have different urges, desires, sometimes problems of my head. Pay no attention to it. I don't even suppress, don't do anything about it. All of my attention, this is important. What's important? To increase, enlarge the point. That's important. Besides that, nothing. Because with the point, with that small desire, it's a point. It has no direction. If it's a structure, a system, something, two points, there's a line, there's a something, one point has no direction, what do I do about it? So I'm told, you're being given a group, an environment. What is that group? A part of the general soul. You want to reach the Creator, then you have to reach a state where all the souls, and when you reach and include, when you reach it and are included with all of them together, then you discover the Creator that fulfills all these souls. To reach the Creator, it means to mix, to connect with all the souls, to be connected to them, with them to an extent where there's no difference between you and them. And by completely losing yourself amongst them, in them, you find the Creator. Well, all the souls. Where is that? Where do I do this? It's the whole world. What am I supposed now to... Where do I do it? You're told, no. Even more simply, instead of all the souls, we're organizing a small group for you. Something here, you know, have 10 fingers, that's all you need. That's it. For everyone to be before you, a group. If you get along with them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and you are the 10th. Become a part of them and start connecting. Start connecting. This way, in different forms of connection, for you to connect together in a mechanism where there will be no difference between you, then you will reach and self-infinity. But if you connect to a certain extent, there are different extents of connection here. From 0 up to 100%. 100%, it means 125. So start connecting according to this scale. From 0 to 125. That's it. So we connect a bit amongst us. Afterwards, a bit more and a bit more. And thus, until you reach the final correction. And it's enough for us, for the small group. There were Kabbalists in history that did it only two people, one with the other. That's all there was. The greater the group, the easier it is, because you're nonetheless included of many powers. So what do you do by doing that? You cancel yourself. So first of all, you have self-cancellation. That's the first thing. And the second thing that you have, the love of others, it's called connection. Nullification and love. Love is called connection. And then you reach a state where you get rid of this egoistic desire that you have here. It is as if dies, it's as if unfelt, regardless of how much you use it, it doesn't matter. Because your main work, your whole work, is here in the connection. When you've reached the connection, you've cancelled yourself, you got the quality of bestowal, and the general quality of bestowal is called the Creator that you discover, and all that is inside the group. Now you can say, but I discover, like we've just discovered at the convention, that I can't connect with everyone. I can't cancel myself. I can't be close to anyone. I can't. What can I do? That's my nature. What did it do for me? So you're told, okay, true, it's a good thing that you've discovered this. It's a good thing that you've discovered that you're incapable of doing that, but you have a means. What kind of a means do you have? You can answer instead of me. It's called the light. What is the light? Sorry, not what is the light, but light. What is the light? This light is inside here. Here, on the inside, there is light. This yellow, only it's hidden. We don't see it. And the Creator is there, and the quality of bestowal is there. Everything's there. Only how to awaken this influence upon ourselves. It means as if, that it's as if on the second screen. How can we pull that light upon us if you start studying Torah? Meaning, you study in a group. You study the Book of Zohar or Tess, the real sources. And by that, you attract the light, you awaken it from within. Why? Because, how come? Because in those books you read about those inner states that are on the inside, and then you bring them closer, you awaken them, you pull them on yourself, and then you're attracted, you're drawn to them. You invite upon yourself the influence of that hidden, more inner world, and it influences you. It shines on you. And then, bit by bit, it corrects you, connecting with others, and then the rejection, the hate, the distance gradually passes. You start getting the importance. You want for it to change, and suddenly, click. The very first click. You've reached the first click with the others. That means that you've reached the first degree. From zero, you've reached number one. That's it. That's the main thing. We now felt zero at our convention, that we're incapable of entering it. And now, before us, is the goal. So through the study, through the intention, where did we start Zohar? Well, it was simply so. It was that simple. We didn't start studying 10 years ago. We started studying less than a year ago. No, about a year ago. Why? In order to prepare ourselves now to demand the reforming light. And the moment you reach the first degree, that's it. You are already the so-called son of the next world. You're part of the next world. You have the understanding. You have the feeling. You have the orientation. Somehow you feel what that is. You've got the first inspiration. And from that point on, it's easier. The main thing is that inversion. Because afterwards, there are greater and greater degrees. But there is nothing like rising to the first degree. Because there you cross from our world to the spiritual one. That's a real... That's a real transition. There are many questions coming from all over the world. What is deviation in the spiritual world, and how could you check this? What is the control system for it? And the feedback system. I'd say that the only we can't examine how besides the fact of how connected we are in our study, demanding for the light to reform us. That is the realization, the only realization of the free choice. That's the realization of Yisrael Oraiten Kucha Brichu. The way he tells us in the letter, he tells us according to the order of the building of the soul. He says that you have to know the upper in order to work, and so on. These are exalted matters. When a person is already in the structure of the soul. But we have to see the directions only through the bonding in the group. Afterwards, we will have other milestones. Yes. We always talk about the theme of group, that it's a kind of it's not something physical. Desires. The desires that aspire for the revelation of the Creator. Now, how do I know that I'm doing the work that you talked about with those desires? What's my examination that I'm with them now, truly in a group, incorporated with the reforming light and direction of bestowal? Along with the friends, to be in the implementation of the articles of the Rabash in a group, in the study and dissemination, and connecting between them, that's it. That's all there is to it. Connecting together in order to discover the Creator and the connection between us. So the connection between us has to be as one man and one heart in our vut, up to the point where we reach delighted in mercy and love, and according to those qualities or measures, we discover the Creator. Everything's realized only in the connection between us, because there was the break-in error for us. Through the revelation of the breaking to achieve the Creator, so it all happens in the connection. Why, when you speak about a group, it always seems to me that I have to go out and do something, meet people, meet friends, without moving and without discovering anything on the outside. with respect to what you mean to do. All the work is on the inside, in the desire. I'm sitting at the moment in my desire. I want this, I want that. In spirituality, it's enough. In spirituality, besides an action with a desire and the intention over the desire, that's all there is. In our world, the less you do in our world, the healthier. Yes? Now, there are those moments during the study that I feel this connection. What then? How do I carry on with that? How do I ride that wave? Oh, so first of all, you have to examine. Why did you come to this connection? What do you want as a result? How do you realize it? You have to put this connection as a goal in the meantime, in order to reach the Creator. And you're told from the love of the creatures to the love of the Creator. Did you ever hear about that equation? So what does he want to say? That there's I, and then I reach the group or the others, and then I achieve the Creator. That's how I have to work. It's the same, Israel, because the Torah, where do I discover it? I discover the Torah only in the group. Without the group, I can't discover the Torah. If I study on my own, I'll never be able to get out any light from it. I need a group, a virtual group. But I need whom to realize it with someone. Thus, from the love of the creature to the love of the Creator. That's the only way. Maybe we have time for one last. No, I'm sorry. We can't take any questions. You've chosen such a theme that we had today many friends here from different groups of ours overseas, Mexico, States, Russia, Europe, France, Spain, and unfortunately, we couldn't have time to have them ask questions. And well, tomorrow morning. We'll continue tomorrow morning. And in the meantime, let's finish, conclude. Thank you very much to all of yours. Till next time, all the best.